heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com. Here to give you the latest news and notes about the Indiana Pacers, who spent their off day back home in Indiana, did not practice as they're coming off back-to-back games on the road, and they will be back in action on Wednesday night at the Fieldhouse against the Detroit Pistons. We'll look ahead to that game against Detroit and the importance of winning these games against playoff contenders in the East. Take a look back and see where the Pacers stack up now that they've gotten over the hump of this challenging road set and head into the home stretch of the season. And we'll look at the contenders battling in the East for those final few playoff spots. And it is really bunching up. And Pacers are going to have to get a little more consistent now that they've gotten over the hump of that tough schedule. We'll also give some props to Jeff Teague for his ability to draw fouls on unsuspecting defenders when he's pulling up in the half-court offense. That has become a signature play for Teague and the Pacers this year. But before we dive in, quick reminder to hit me up with any comments or questions via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. Okay, so as I mentioned, the Pacers are back in action against the Pistons, who are rolling pretty well right now. Seem to have found their stride a bit of late and have moved up into 8th and then 7th. Actually, they're tied with Chicago, sitting 7th via tiebreakers in the East right now. So the Pistons are one of six other teams, along with the Pacers, that's seven teams, battling for the last three or four, well, I mean, I guess including Atlanta, the last four spots in the East right now. And there's been a bit of an ebb and flow with the way teams are playing. The trade deadline kind of shook things up a little bit, I'd say in Chicago for the most part. And different teams are playing really well. Miami in particular, Milwaukee of late, surging. Charlotte's getting healthy. We saw how good they can play when they're all available and ready to go. And the Pacers have been dipping a little bit lately, along with Atlanta. And then the Pistons, who come into the Fieldhouse on Wednesday night, are 10-5 in their last 15 games and only one game behind the Pacers. So this game is a big one, as the Pacers will wrap up the season series with the Pistons. Now, this has been a great matchup so far. Pacers have beaten the Pistons all three times they've played, and done so in rather convincing fashion. But too bad that Pistons won't be a matchup in the playoffs, unless, you know, there's some major upsets, and you never know, could happen. That'd be nice. But regardless, they're one of those six other teams that the Pacers have to deal with, keep an eye on, and try and stay in front. They're flying and scratching right now, desperately trying to hold on, and the schedule has not been favorable of late, and they just come off that brutal road trip with a 2-3 record, which actually was a bonus. They survived it. The Pacers are still in sixth place, but like I said, they're only a game out of eighth place, as both Chicago and Detroit are sitting there a game behind the Pacers. Now, the Bulls are leaking a little bit of oil, had some changes in the roster, brought in Cameron Payne. We'll see how he adjusts and get in there. You know, we're not done hearing from them, I'm sure, by the end of the year. But the Pacers are done playing the Bulls, and they split their season series 2-2. So there's not much we can do against the Bulls to improve in the standings. But there are six games against those other teams that the Pacers play in their final 19 here. And like I say, after getting over that hump of that road trip which included, you know, those tough games against Houston and San Antonio, at Atlanta, at Charlotte, and at Miami, another team that's really surging. The Pacers now have a little more even schedule, and these six games that they play among those 19 are really going to be critical, because winning those games or losing can have you sliding up and down the standings pretty quickly. So mention where we're at with the Pistons. Let's just go through everyone else, kind of take a temp. Again, Chicago, Pacers are done with them for the year at 2-2. They're sitting in eighth right now, one game behind the Pacers. In Miami, who has been really hot, actually almost since early January, 11-4 in their last 15 games, dating back to the start of February, and they are only 2.5 games behind the Pacers. And the way the Pistons are, seem to be a good matchup for the Pacers, we'll see if they can close out the season series sweep on Wednesday. But Miami has been a brutal matchup for the Pacers, and they are 0-2 so far. They only have one game remaining against Miami. That is at the Fieldhouse. Those first two games were down in Miami, so a change of venue should help, no doubt. But Miami is just letting it rip, and you got guys like Hassan Whiteside and Deion Waiters. They don't care who they're playing. They're just going to go out and try and show up and play big, and that's what they've been doing. Got to give some credit to Eric Spoelstra. You know, you can't complain that he's just putting the high-priced chess pieces in place now. I mean, he is doing some serious coaching with that team and getting them playing quite well. And, you know, I would say early in the year, they were definitely a team that probably was considering tanking away the season. But then they got hot. Some of their young guys came together. And now, you know, they're having a strong season. So kudos to the Heat, as painful as it is to say, and always will be, from Indiana. But, you know, that 11-14 run over 15 games is no joke. So impressive showing by the Heat, and it'll be interesting to see the Pacers play them at home. Another team surging of late is the Milwaukee Bucks, and we know the Pacers have all kinds of matchup problems with the Bucks and their length upon length upon length, with Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the charge. So far, the Bucks have beaten the Pacers both times they've played, both at the Fieldhouse and up in Milwaukee, and they still have two games left. One in Milwaukee, one in Indiana, including on Friday up in Milwaukee, the Pacers' next game after playing Detroit. So, again, big week in the Eastern Conference playoff race, starting with Detroit, then moving on to Milwaukee. The Bucks, even up with Miami, also 2.5 games behind the Pacers. So then that moves us to Charlotte, of course. And we know the Hornets have been struggling after a really strong start early in the season. But again, they have had the Pacers numbered, 1-2, winning both games in Charlotte. And there is a game against the Hornets left on the schedule next Wednesday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So the Pacers need to even up that series, just because when you're talking about a standing situation where the games are so tight, teams are bunched up, you want to earn that tiebreaker situation. So obviously Pacers already have wrapped up with Detroit, and now Chicago will be a different story. They'll have to go to a second tiebreaker, which I believe is division record, and then conference record with Chicago. And then, obviously, with Milwaukee, they have two games left. They're going to have to sweep those to even that up and beat Charlotte to even that one up. So Pacers have some work to do against their competition in the East. And we can't forget Atlanta is only two games ahead of the Pacers, and they are 3-7 in their last 10. Seem to be leaking a little oil of late as well. Had Coach Budenholzer get kicked out, and, you know, with Dwight Howard, things are never going to be smooth. So we'll see if they can right the ship. But right now, the Pacers are 1-1, and there's only one game left with Atlanta, and that is at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the last game of the year scheduled for ESPN. So we'll see if it's a meaningful game. Hopefully, they're playing for at least that fifth seed in the East. Wouldn't that be fun? have a meaningful final game of the year at the Fieldhouse, get things rocking, get that playoff atmosphere, dress rehearsal. Sounds good to me. So, anyways, again, Pacers 19 games left, and it's the stretch run. That final game in Charlotte, kind of a marker in the season here. As you look ahead, now kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. We got daylight savings. Speaking of light, this weekend, spring is starting to come in. Days are getting longer, and it's starting to feel a little bit like playoff time. Of course, we have a little snow on Saturday, so that might wipe out the scent of the playoffs. But regardless, it won't be long, and Pacers got to hone in, tighten things up, finish strong. Otherwise, they're going to finish out of the race with all these teams lurking and playing so well. So, before we go, I also want to point you to the latest on Indy Cornrows from Caitlin Cooper. Wrote about Jeff Teague and his ability to draw fouls with his perimeter shot. And, you know, it's become a signature move of his of late, coming out of the pick and roll a lot of times. He'll just get things all mucked up and get a pump fake and just lure a foul from a defender, get to the line. And what we learned from this piece is that he's only behind Lou Williams in the league and his rate of drawing fouls on jump shots, and tied with Kyle Lowry at 2.2% of his shots. But Teague has his own style, you know, not a lot of flash, does it quietly, but that veteran savvy shows up on those plays. So please go check out the article. It's a good read. A little example in there as well with the video. Always great stuff from Caitlin, so please check it out at Indy Cornrows. And also, make sure you check out the game on Wednesday night from the Fieldhouse. Pistons in town. Love to hear your thoughts on the game and what you think the Pacers are stacking up in the East, how things are bunching up, where the threats really lie, and what they need to do to stay in that playoff race. You can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.